On today's Bill of the Flata Show, episode 88, odalesques, essays, caffeine, and anagrams. All of this and more. The Flata Show, starring Kenty and Jose. Welcome to the Flata Show. Tab for my diet. Welcome to the Flata Show. I'm Kenty, real close to the mic. And you're listening to the Flata Show. You can reach me at 206-984-3617. 984-3617. Or leave me an email or send me an email at flatashow@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it that you're listening. And today's show is pretty good. But before we go on about today's show, I want to talk about a couple things. I'm doing the Easter Seals Walk to raise money for Easter Seals, which is I think a very important charity. It helps kids and adults who are differently abled, to use a politically correct term. These are people who have to go through life with a feeding tube. Kids who are, you know, blind, have no legs, and, you know, have challenges which are beyond what... I'm not going to say normal, but I guess normative people have. You know, I can walk. I'm very happy when I think about it. I'm, you know, extremely happy. You know, I shouldn't be. I do count my blessings. And you should too. So I'd like you to help me raise money for the walk. I have a goal of $150. I'm sure that, you know, if each of my listeners listen to this, I can make over $700. So, I mean, because of the 700 downloads. So, if each of you put in a dollar, you know, that would be great. If you put in $5, it would even be better. It'd really help. Really helps. Okay? Also, if you're a podcaster and you're listening to this, if you could mention this in your show, that I'm raising money for the Easter Seals, and... what they can do, they can come to theflatashow.com, click on the link to the podcast, and in the show notes, starting with this one, 88, you will see a link to the Easter Seals page where you can make a secure donation using a credit card. You're also given an option of sending in a check. So please be generous and give to this. And I'd like each of my listeners to do this. And if you were a podcaster, if you could spread the word and have them come and have your listeners come over to my page and make donations, I'd appreciate it very much. These kids have a zest for life, and the Easter Seals just helps them achieve their dreams. Okay? That being said, I'm a little on the depressed side. I think it's the postpartum depression I talked about. Yesterday I did a painting. I videoed it. I videoed it. Listen to me. I sound like I'm degrading language. I made a video of it.
Didn't they say this would happen in 1984?
One of those novels? Or was it, not 1984. Yeah, 1984, where knife becomes not only the noun, but a verb, meaning to cut. It's the reduction of language to for control purposes. But anyway, I videoed. No, I made a video of my painting process. I did a copy of the Matisse odalesque, one of his odalesques, and I did it yesterday. Finished the video. It's long. It's 48 minutes. But you know what? That's actually the time it took me to do the whole painting. I think it came out really good. I'm really proud of it, but I get this depression after I do something creative. or that really takes a lot of energy out of me. I don't know. It's like I get depressed. It's like almost like why I feel depressed is like, what's the point? You know, I made this. I sort of gave birth to this piece of art. What's the point? You know, and you can say, oh, you can be happy because there's colors in it and stuff, and you can be. But art isn't like that for me. Art is work. Art is more than just being a recreation. Though I don't make money as an artist. Maybe it would be different if I really was serious and painted more so I could sell it. If I could sell my art, maybe I wouldn't feel so depressed after I create it. But it's like, you know, it's just going to sit and it depresses me. So it's like any creative artist, I imagine, who does something, you know, you wonder, it's like, what's the point, you know, unless you can sell it and make a living from it, you know? Otherwise, it's sort of, you're vain, you're doing it in vain. Which I saw the other day on some morning show, Edie Falco, is it Mrs. Soprano? She was saying, you know, at a certain point, you're like, you know, you're like, what am I doing? You know, am I really, as an actress, am I really doing anything for the world? And then you get over that. But, you know, she can get over it because she's being paid. But I guess all artists have this sort of feeling, maybe. I don't know. I can't generalize that because I can't say all. Because, you know, nothing is all. But anyway, this is going to be short. This show here is a follow-up to last week's show. It's also a sound scene tour of our recent Nor'easters. Current happened Monday, whatever today's date is. What is today's date? What's today's date? April 16th. We had a nor'easter up here in Cape Ann. It was terrible. So I have audio sounds of the coast, of the ocean, the huge waves crashing against the shore, nearly took me away. And I have video. So I'm going to put the video up later this week. I also have some other videos I've done. I've been a busy boy this weekend. I have two videos I did. The third with the ocean. And that's it. So I'm a little depressed. And that's it. So I feel a little better now, but I don't know. I just feel like going to sleep forever. No, I'm kidding. Not that bad. I can't be depressed. I can't do that until after my trip to the Washington State. Because I'm very excited about that. So, Randy, if you're listening, thank you so much again. It was nice talking to you the other night on the phone. And I can't wait. And Rebecca Ney, if you're listening, I'll email you. I have to get together. I think it's the, let's see here, 12th. I arrived 13th. The 13th, Wednesday the 13th, I think. 14th, 15th, 16th, the 16th. I'll talk to you, Rebecca. So anyway, on with the show. Oh, real quick, big shout out to Mandrake Society Radio. I've been listening to him. Also, Audio Attitude, Brian at Audio Attitude. His show, he hasn't podcasted in a while. I went to his site and he has done a video. But Brian, if you're listening, nice job. I can't wait to hear more of your stuff. And JW, your sweetheart, my first caller, go listen to JW's show, Mandrake Society Radio, because he's a great guy. And Joe G's out there looking for work. All my listeners, I'm so happy. Let's have a group hug. Okay. Hug. Okay. Even people who listen to this who don't like me, let's have a group hug. Whatever. Anyway, on with the show.
Quando salì della Habana, valga me Dio.
Last week, I was talking about theocracy, and jeez, theocracy and liberal, what liberal means. And this is a little unusual because right now I'm rendering a video I did, which is long. Which I'll tell you a little bit about that before we start. The video I did was a painting
I made a painting of a copy of a Matisse painting, the Odalesque, sitting in a chair. And so the video is me painting the Odalesque. The video itself, I mean, the video is about 48 minutes long and is actually about the same time that it took me to paint the painting. So maybe it took a little bit longer. No, actually, no. Everything I painted is on the video. So it just shows you what you can do in 48 minutes if you want to do it. I'll have pictures of it on my pictures page. But last week I was talking about liberal, what liberal means. And I guess I was listening to it again, and somebody had said something about my politics being very liberal. And yes, but I don't think they're liberal in the way that this person said it. Okay. So what I mean by liberal is this. Let me define a few points to what I'm going to say, because it's complicated. And as you know, okay, let me tell you this. I was reading a book of essays the other day, and the essay was developed by Montaigne, I think it was, and Francis Bacon. They're the first people who use the word essay, all right? Essay, the word essay, the reason why it's called essay, it means to attempt. And my thought is that these writers were attempting to understand something. Montaigne wrote an essay on sleep. What does sleep mean? And he draws from, well, he's well versed in Roman history. My nose is all stuffed up. I think it's the allergies or something. I'm really sorry. I need to use the Neti nasal pod again today, which I will. I should do it before I should stop this right now and go do my Neti nasal pod, but I'm all comfortable on the couch, which is a different place for me to podcast from because my computer, in fact, I'm recording on a portable device instead of my computer. Because I'm rendering a video, or actually uploading the video, which is 200 megabytes. So it's a long video, it's a big video. If you're interested in it, fine. If not, you can delete it or whatever you want to do. But I'm happy with it. Okay, so where are we at? Essay. So my podcast, okay, I know I'll tell you what it is. I mean, it is a vaudeville act. I mean, it's variety. I try to give you a ukulele and some entertainment and some drama, which actually brings me up to another thing. Let me talk about this. Let me just make a note. I'll bring it up after I'm done. Essay. So the essay is an attempt, and that's what I am trying to do. It's an attempt at me, an individual. And
hello again. Can I put this on hold? Okay, we're having a nor'easter here. I'm having a nor'easter. I'm having a mental breakdown. That's what I'm... Oh, fuck. I need to do some few things here. Okay. This is like... You're probably like, this is not an essay. This is just Kenty's life, walking around. It really is an essay, whether you like it or not. Okay, what the hell can I do here? Put this... Hello. Oh, Christmas. I don't have... I'm going to put my boots on. Okay. Because I want to see the waves. Oh, I'll bring a camera, too. Oh, come on, Taffy. Oh, Christ. I told you, kids, before I wasn't going to curse. I'm not really cursing when I say Christ. I mean,
A lot of people say that, but I probably say it too much. Because I don't know why. I'm not listening to Madge Weinstein right now. Because I want to try to rid myself of Madgisms. So the essay, yeah. So caffeine, you know, adds to anxiety. I have generalized anxiety. I take medicine for it. But one thing that can be used to for this, to treat anxiety, is to reduce your caffeine intake. You know, maybe the Mormons have it right, you know. If you're level-headed and not full fear. Hold on, Sharita. John's right there. Let me get my shoes on. Okay. So anyway, caffeine adds to your fear, you know? It's like the underlying fear. And so depending on, you know, how the politicians present themselves, right, you'll feel safer with one or the other. Now, of course, there's a large majority of Christians out there, and born-again Christians, to be specific. Was that Johnny? You're right there! But, hold on! What the? Oh, hi? I am. I'm going to bring my camera. I'm trying to do that right now. I'll be out in 5 minutes, okay? Okay. I'm going to bring my camera. Okay, so let me get my hat. So anyway, you have this you have these Christians, you have these politicians, right, and Republicans, and you have fear. And I'm not saying that there's anything. Well, I think there is wrong. There's something wrong. I'll tell you the truth with the way politicians can fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? They fuck you up. Okay, I have my hat. I have my camera. I have my book. I have my paper. I have my notes so I can podcast on the road. We're going to go out into the Nor'easter and see the ocean. Actually, I don't need to close that. Is everything off here? Off. I didn't make the bed. I'll do that when I get back. Johnny's going to be upset. Hello. So this is my... I'm not going to say it. Oh, it's just windy. Okay, the wind... I want to keep the door. Woo! My God. Oh, do I have my keys? My wallet? Oh, my stars. It stopped raining, but it's windy like the bugger here. Hello?
It's funny, it didn't work. I unlocked it. Maybe I was unlocking it as you were pulling it.
Maybe. Got coffee?
I had coffee. I went down to Old Harbor, and there were no phalaropes, but there was some grebes and some harlequin ducks.
Cool.
And I just saw laughing gull.
Uh-huh.
So I've gotten some good birds for the second half.
Any blow-ins?
Nah, anything I saw today, you could have seen on another day.
Yeah. Wow.
Are we recording now?
We are.
Oh, good.
I've been recording.
I'm on the show.
Yeah, so you're on the show.
Careful of what I say.
Yeah. I have my... We're talking about... fear and liberty, and how liberty can affect your liberty. Because if you're afraid, you're really not going to be free. Well, you know, and it's just like Roosevelt said, nothing to fear but fear itself.
You know what song you ought to sing.
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune, so no one will suspect I'm afraid. When shivering in my shoes, I strike a careless pose and whistle a happy tune, and no one ever knows, I'm afraid. The result of this deception is very strange to tell. For when I fool the people I fear, I fool myself as well. I whistle a happy tune, and every single time, the happiness in the tune convinces me that I'm not afraid. Make believe you're brave, and the trick will take you far. You may be as brave as you make believe you are. You may be as brave as you make believe you are.
The King and I, that's right. But I have to find the music for The King and I. I'll have to do that.
But only fear itself, because fear will keep you from liberty and making the right decision. So if you're afraid... Now, I'm sure there are people out there, I was saying like born-again Christians, not to lump them all together, but they're told, they have these leaders, these Christian leaders like Dobson, put the fear, fear into people, right? Now I'll say the fear of God, and they'll say, well, yeah, that's old-time preaching. But that's old-time controlling, because you know what? You don't really have to be afraid of God. And I say this, right, and these born-again Christians are like, you do, you have to fear God. It says fear God but among all others. It's in Proverbs. Well, yeah, but that's not the same kind of fear that I'm talking about. You have to read the Bible in 90 days. That's what you have to do.
There's a turkey in there. I think I want you to look down.
Oh, my God, look at the trees.
Confirm turkeys down in there? Yes or no?
I don't see turkeys.
Oh, it was a statue. It was a cocksucker. Whoops, sorry, I swore on the plate as well.
Yeah.
All right, okay. You know, I have something to add to the fear thing.
Yeah, okay.
If I may.
You may.
When I was in college, we had a professor of American history whose name was Robert Fear. Mm-hmm. F-E-E-R.
Yeah.
And we used to say, you have no one to fear but fear himself.
Uh-huh.
Because he was kind of a tough teacher.
And where did people fear?
They feared fear.
I see.
I knew how to get a good grade from him. All I had to do was quote the Martin Luther King I Have a Dream speech in my final exam, and I got an A.
Really? So that was contemporary.
Yeah.
So did you, what was he, history?
Yeah, American history.
And what was he, a liberal?
Oh, yeah, that whole department was full of liberals.
Uh-huh. So we're talking about liberals. You know, liberal, right? People think liberal, but liberal refers to liberty, library. What's lib mean? Do you know?
Free.
It means free. So when I say I'm a liberal, I'm glad to be a liberal because it means free. And you think that, you know, that the politics...
It's like Libera me.
Right? Yeah, Libera me. Or free me, right?
Yeah.
See? That's what liberal means. That's what liberal means. If we were conservatives, if the conservatives in America... See, America is a liberal, meaning a free country. It's individuals. And if we had been conservative, if the conservatives won the Revolutionary War, first of all of our forefathers would have been hanged for treason, and we would have continued to have a monarchy. We would have been under the monarchy. That's what the conservatives want. So when you say conservative, right, you're really thinking kingship, which brings me to the Constitution Party, which is actually one of the secondary parties, Green, Libertarian. The Constitution Party is one of them, meaning that they're up there. They have a number of followers. They want to bring back a theocracy. They want to bring back biblical principles to... oh, my stars?
Talk about free.
Talk about free. Look at the ocean here, honey. Oh, my God. Let's take some movies.
We're going right down there. Hope we don't fall in.
No.
I hope not either. I'll have to get out.
See, you can't get down. You can't go to Henry, see?
Oh, my God, yeah, it's broken off.
I snuck in through the back and...
Okay, so yeah, look at, talk about free. Oh my God, look at that. Okay, keep Jose inside. I'm going to go outside to the ocean. You can't believe what this looks like. Okay, I'll be right back.
I'm going to get closer.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, there's water coming here, so stay over here. There's water that's flashing over, so stay as close as possible over here. No?
I said yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, wait till you see this video, kids. Okay, I'm outside here. You can smell the salt air. Okay, you can feel the ocean. It's very windy. Oh, wow, look at that. Okay, look, there's the person. Look at the size of those waves. Oh, actually, there's the person. Okay. Look at the beach is being washed away. This is a nor'easter. Waves. Oh my God. Talk about global warming. I mean, it's right up here. It could wash me away. Let's hope not. It's rolling and rolling. The seas are high. Some storm. Yeah. This is normally beach here. Whoa! Whoa! Uh-oh, look at that. It's a tsunami! Christmas. You can really smell the ocean. It's not raining, it's the ocean washing in here. It's like it's right in your nose.
Did you put your man on the flight of show?
I did. Well, he's like, whoa!
Did you know you were doing your rap broadcast?
No. But look at me, I'm all wired up.
I want to show you a picture of...
I need to dry this camera.
Tissues in there.
It's, you go out there, you smell the ocean.
That's what I saw.
Wow.
Red beak.
Yeah.
And black head.
Wow. Okay.
Sounds so enthusiastic.
Well, it's very, I've never seen it like this before. Oh my God, look at this. I've never seen it like that before.
What about that day when your family was here?
Well, yeah, I don't think it was this bad.
Is there crackers open?
Yeah, there's tons of crackers.
Is there any open?
No, why? We have crackers, though.
Oh, I suppose it doesn't matter.
Doesn't. Oh, you know, I might have crackers in my pocket from the other day that were open. So, Liberty. That is amazing. So you'll see, I'll put the video up separately so you can see it, that little video. I did a lot of video this
you
weekend.
You talked to me or them? Or
all both of you. Everybody. Okay. You're a listener, aren't you?
Okay. Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to respond.
You can respond. This is a podcast. Okay. We're not network television or network radio or whatever.
Let's
see. So, yeah, wasn't that great? That was an action shot.
As opposed to the money shot.
As opposed to the money shot. Did you see that on the Porntourage I sent you?
No.
Okay, everybody has to go to Porntourage.com and see this funny... Oh, you know what? Let me put on a seatbelt. this Porntourage.com is a spoof on Entourage, a HBO show, which is not so... It's okay, but... Here's your cracker. I'm not going to have a cracker because I'm podcasting. One of my listeners from Kansas told me I shouldn't be eating on the Flea Show.
Why?
Because I don't like the sound of it. I guess the Midwesterners don't like to eat while they podcast. So.
Did you say to that person, after all, this is network TV, Taffy?
Yeah, that's right. This isn't network TV. He's right. A two-minute video.
Can you get a nice lip over here to the left?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the... I'm trying to look at my video here to see what it looks like. And I'm not talking. Here I'm podcasting, I'm not talking. I'll have to edit some of this in silence out. Oh my God, look at it! This is really high tide.
Yeah, it is.
This is like the marsh, right? It's filled with water. Wow. I'm sorry about that noise I'm making, kids, because,
he has a sinus infection, but he won't, get treatment for it.
Well, I don't think I have a sinus infection. Oh, my God, what happened here?
I don't know.
We have to turn around and go back.
I don't know. Let's see what it says.
I bet you it's washed out, that little road down there.
You're probably right. What kind of bird is that?
I don't know.
Robin, maybe?
Wow.
Wow, this
we
is
can't
really
leave Rockport. Yeah. So how'd you get here? Nugent Stretch? Or you never left here?
I haven't left.
Oh, so I wonder if we can go out Nugent Stretch.
Oh, sure.
Because that's lower than this. But there's no ocean there, so. Wow, look at that.
Should have taken a picture of the moving picture of the block and the road with the police car.
I could have. I should have. But I didn't. You want to go back and do it?
I will if you want.
Nah, no. You should have told me this.
Well, just
tell me. Okay. We'll look, try to look for action shots, and I'll get the camera ready. Liberty. Let's get back to the... coffee, this age of anxiety, I think it's exacerbated by coffee. Isn't it interesting within the past, you know, since 17 years, like 1992, that's when I came up here to Massachusetts, and a big thing that was opening up were coffee shops, like the Seattle one with that Starbucks was coming out, that was brand new, Gloria Jean's, all these coffee places. And don't you think that that has, and of course coffee culture, you know, just sprung up all over the place, there's a Starbucks in every corner, adding to the anxiety, and I think that may have led to the George Bush winning his election. Fear, you know?
Well, they
and,
play on it.
And, you know, yeah, they do play on it, but everybody's full of caffeine, and then 9/11 comes, and of course everybody's going to be nervous. I was nervous. I think that's where my anxiety was really at the, you know, was teed off. It was after 9/11. Finally, I went and got treatment, Buspar, which...
You know,
but, you know, the taking... Which not... Let me finish. But not... By reducing and eliminating caffeine from my diet, it has made a big difference. But I want to add something about chemicals and social movements. So what were you going to say?
I was just going to ask you if you knew that it was W.H. Auden who coined the term age of anxiety.
I did know it, and I mentioned it before, and I said I didn't know who did it, but it's W.H. Auden. He was a big homosexual poet.
In the,
British poet.
Maybe in the...
30s?
Yeah, I think it's when he started in the 30s.
Yeah. And, he had a big nose, didn't he?
He had a big nose.
He was fairly unattractive.
Yeah, pretty full of wrinkles.
Yeah.
Drank like a fish.
Yeah. Probably smoked, too. But wonderful, but a great guy, you know, great poetry. I like his poetry. W.H. Auden. So anyways, where was I? Oh, yeah, chemicals and social movements, okay? One might not think about this, but I did read somewhere You can figure it out. You can confirm it, because I'm not going to do it for you. Is that both the Salem witch trial and the French Revolution are caused by LSD. And how they figured this out is that prior to these events, there was a large rainfall. It was like an inordinate...
And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're gonna fall, tell 'em the hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the cord. Call Alice when she was just small. When men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go, and you just had some kind of mushroom, and your mind is moving low, go ask Alice, I think she'll know. When logic and proportion have fallen sleepy dead, and the white knight is talking backwards, and the red queen's off with her head, remember what the dormouse said. Feed your head, feed your head, feed your head.
Okay. There was a large amount of rainfall, more than normal, right? you're making your note. I'm podcasting. We're recording it all. So there was a large amount of rainfall before these events. It was in the spring. And this rain caused black mold to grow on the wheat, which is produces lysergic acid. Is that, that's LSD, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep. So it was this acid that was causing hallucinations from these people that caused the French Revolution and the Salem witch trials. Now, we're talking about probably low levels of acid, but enough to produce hallucinations and to get a mob mentality going.
Where did you read this?
I read about it first in about the French Revolution.
Sounds a little preposterous.
It was an article. And no, it's not preposterous, because wheat grows, it starts in the spring, and if there's a lot of rain, you can get mold grows. It was like perfect condition for mold. It was a warm winter, it was a lot of rain, and it was just a perfect condition for mold. And because, you know, what happened is that, you know, after, you know, this, after that crop was done, you know, things got back to normal. It was this bizarre thing that happened. It was like a blip, but it's such a terrible thing, like, you know, the Salem witch trials. How long did it last, you know? A year, maybe? Didn't last, I don't think it lasted more than a year.
I have no idea.
And it was actually somebody from another area that came in and said, no, you're doing wrong, this is bad. You know, put these people back on the track. I'm pretty sure that's what the case was. So you have coffee, you know, causing, you know, fear. You know, Karl Rove, I wouldn't be surprised if he is behind coffee. No. He's behind the coffee. He, you know,
Karl
one
Rove
man can't be that
into,
he can't be that smart.
He's sneaking into reservoirs and putting caffeine in the drinking water.
That's right. He's not putting fluoride in the
and
water
moldy
anymore.
Wheat.
Yeah, well, the moldy wheat, I don't think he's using that. But, you know, the thing is, right? Chemicals can you can do a lot of things with chemicals, and you can control populations. I mean, I think you probably could do that. Anyway, should we do it? Let's do it. Let's do an experiment. Okay, let's see
here. Your co-host is not sleeping today.
Oh, yeah, my co-host is here, sitting on Johnny's lap, resting his head on John's purple pullover hoodie. We're trying to leave Rockport here. So I was telling my listeners that my show is like a essay, which means an attempt. And that's where the word essay comes from.
A-S-S-A-Y?
E-S-S-A-Y. Essay. Okay, it's still recording. So. Thank Jesus.
I was thinking about the word anger the other day.
Uh-huh.
And how if you put a D in front of it, it becomes danger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anger.
And Satan and Santa always has always amused me.
Uh-huh.
One's an anagram for the other. But that has nothing to do with liberty, so...
No, it doesn't.
I'll try to stay on topic.
Let's start on topic. Okay. So we have... So what I was going to go through here is... This is where I'll give you a rundown of my ideas, okay? First off, we're going to talk about two forms of government, democracy and theocracy, right? Then we're going to talk about the parties in the United States and what they mean, what they stand for. And there's the Democrats and Republicans, which are the dominant. Oh my God! The dominant parties, right? And then we have the next three, which are the third parties, and they're equal in that they have these three parties I'm going to mention have equal amounts of followers: the Green Party, Libertarian Party, and what I mentioned before, the Constitution Party. And I was going to mention, then there are other parties which are on a minority status. The Communist Party in America.
You're the cream in my coffee. You're the salt in my stew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar. You're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Most men tell love tales, and each phrase dovetails. You've heard each known way. This way is my own way. You're the same of my love boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without
you. We're back. Hello. My recording.
How many batteries does that take?
One.
Must not last very long.
Huh? No, I had it. Remember, I used it. I recorded all that, the town meeting on it.
One AAA battery?
Yeah. It was the town meeting. It was several hours. So we're back here.
Yeah.
You know what I think when they say to take the Lord's name in vain? You know what I think that means?
No.
It's not saying, oh God, or Jesus Christ, or any of that stuff. To take the Lord's name in vain is to say, I am God. I did it. You know, I am controller. I control the universe.
Because vain is like vanity.
So yeah.
It's like making him...
Making vain. You God.
Yeah.
You know? When you take the Lord's name in vain, you're saying, I am the Lord, basically.
Which is vain,
you know? Because it's not true. Vanity, all is vanity. Isn't that Ecclesiastes?
Vanity, I know, vanity thy name is woman.
What's the one, vanities, all is vanities?
I don't know.
Where are we? Libertarian Party, oh yeah, the Communist Party is, very small. It's not even significant. Socialist Party, Christian Democracy. And then we're going to talk about... Oh, hold on.
Look at this.
Yeah, my stars. Any low-lying area, you know. Because there's the water right there.
Yeah.
Thank God I brought my boots. Can we get by?
Yeah.
Okay, look at this. Flooding. It's washing out the road. Those poor houses back there.
Yeah.
Of course. Is a basketball going to wash out into the ocean? Look, they're delivering oil.
I think this is a pump. I think that's pumping water.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wind River.
Cute boy in a...
Oh, yeah.
Rain and costume.
Yellow. Yeah, we should interview him. Then we have political views, which is like the philosophy. Or not even just political, but philosophies. We have Christian Democracy, which is something which is big in Europe. Conservative and liberal is the two in America. And people automatically think that Democrats are liberal and that Republicans are conservative. And that, you know, that's not the case.
That's what I think.
Yeah, but it's wrong. It's wrong to do that because there can be Republicans who have a liberal meaning liberty, and then conservative, you know, also.
What about libertarians?
Well, libertarians are only liberal. Because they are all about individual freedom.
What about Liberace?
Liberace, he is the soundtrack for liberty. That's what he is. Look at Liberace. Liberal. Very liberal, wouldn't you say? With all that rhinestone, he's an individual. Individual rights. You know, you might not like Liberace. You might think he's flamboyant. Whatever. You might even hate him because he's a homosexual or was. But he is the best example of what liberty is all about. You know? We should be able to have these people. Which brings me to gun control. So I was thinking this the other day.
This is close too.
I think that I am not for gun control. I think that... This is my one issue, honey. I don't have to be line step with all democratic issues, okay? Gun control is stupid. From what I have read, now I'm going to do some more research, regardless of gun control, has not stemmed violence. In fact, it's risen.
But there isn't any gun control, is there?
There is more gun control now than there was. There are laws that control certain types of guns. What we need are people who know how to use guns. We need individuals... I bet you this is all going to be washed out. The back shore. Let's talk about... You can smell the salt air even in the car. Okay, let's say you have these people who are always being beat up.
Oh, look at this.
The homosexuals. Okay? I say, train them to use guns, you know? So when the next punk comes up and tries to beat them up, shoot them in the head. Because, you know, that's your person. You're just protecting yourself. Okay, I'm going to make the movie here.
You can't get down there.
Okay. I'm in the car. Look at this. Look at this. Should I get out?
Do whatever you want. How are we going to get out of here?
Turn around.
I guess we're going to have to go up this way.
Yeah.
Except it's one way.
Well, yeah, what do you think?
We can't back up.
You can't back up, so that's the only way we can go. Let's get out. I'm going to pull over and all.
Well, let me see.
Turn around.
Let me see what I can do here.
Look at the guy in the orange. He's hot.
Is he?
Yeah, I like that uniform he's wearing.
Woot, woot, woot. Upon closer inspection of the man in the orange outfit, he was not hot. Woot, woot, woot.
All right, I can't stop until...
Oh, how about
I see
up here?
What we have to do. We have to go up here and go. The whole...
All right, park right here.
The whole cape is...
Yeah. Immobilized.
Yeah.
Okay, let me take a... Okay, I'll be right back. Oh, my stars. You can smell the ocean. Oh! Hi. I feel like one of these nature people taking the... Smell that salt?
Oh, yeah. I'll take a shower.
Yeah, I know.
My bones are going to turn rusty.
This hasn't been this bad in a while.
I know.
Okay, the wave will take me away. They're going to find my little camera here. They're gonna find my body under a wave.
Hands up.
I know. Just so it's quick. Look at it.
You've been listening to The Flatus Show. You can reach me at flatusshow@gmail.com or come by and visit my website at theflatusshow.com. Thank you for listening.